Welcome to this episode of Alliance Insights, where we'll talk about our new Risk Pro focusing on restaurants. My name is Lisa Gardner, and I'm the Associate Director of Content and Research for the Alliance. My guests today are Jay Williams and Alan Messer. Jay holds multiple designations, including the CIC, CRM, CRIS, MLIS, AIP, AAI, and ACSR, and he serves as the Head of Faculty and Academic Development at the Alliance. Alan Messer holds a CIC and CPCU and is a consultant to insurance agencies, companies, and insurance coverage attorneys, as well as an instructor for insurance seminars across the United States. Welcome, Jay and Alan.
Thank you. Well,
thank you. Glad to be here.
We're delighted to have you here. Our interview is going to focus on the new Restaurant Risk Pro program and its benefits. So starting off with you, Jay, thanks again for joining us. We're excited to introduce our new Restaurant Risk Pro program. Can you tell us about the vision behind expanding our Risk Pro series and specifically this new Restaurant Risk Pro certification? What led us to focus on this particular niche?
Well, that's a very good question, Lisa, and I appreciate that very much. We did a lot of research when we were trying to figure out what industry verticals were important to people. And of course, contractors was number one, and really hospitality was number two. And so we decided that that hospitality was fairly broad. And so we decided to concentrate more on the restaurant arena. Really, it's food and beverage, a little bit broader than restaurant, but much more narrow than hospitality, because hospitality takes into consideration hotel and casinos and other things that we just wanted to be more focused on what we do. So we called it Restaurant Risk Pro because it fits our the way we letter the certificate and the badge, and then what it really is focuses more on the broader food and beverage industry. So it's kind of a hybrid, if you will, of where we started.
Staying with you, Jay, the Contractors Risk Pro program really emphasized a deep dive into an industry vertical. How will the Restaurant Risk Pro program similarly equip participants with specialized knowledge, and what unique structure will it follow?
So if, just like contractors, we're taking a broad brush approach to looking at the exposures. For example, Alan will concentrate on contracts, just like we did in contractors. There are, the food and beverage industry as a whole deals with contracts. We'll deal with the property exposures because there's some unique exposures related to property. Same thing from a casualty standpoint. We'll look at things like not just the common CGL exposure, but we'll also look at the liquor liability exposure and things like that. And then ultimately, the last section focuses on employment practices and cyber. Number one, employment practices, because according to the EEOC, it is one of the largest segments of business that ends up with some form of employment practice situation. And then, of course, from a cyber standpoint, there are some specific issues that restaurants and food and beverage risks in general have, for example, the payment card industry. So we'll focus on more on the EPL exposure and the cyber exposure, where we didn't do that from a contractor standpoint.
Two rising and important exposures to think about. Now let's turn to Alan Messer. Alan, you're a longtime Alliance faculty member and bring a wealth of practical experience. In the Contractors Risk Pro program, you discuss the importance of contract review and property exposures. How do these concepts relate to the restaurant industry? And what are some key contractual considerations and property risks that restaurant owners and their insurance professionals need to understand?
Well, Lisa, thank you for that question. I do speak often about contract review as a vital component of effective risk management for businesses of all sizes. And this is just as true of the retail food and beverage industry as it is in the construction industry. and thoroughly reviewing contracts is going to allow organizations to proactively identify, assess, mitigate potential risk that could lead to financial losses, could lead to legal disputes, could lead to reputational harm, and operational disruptions. And when we look at the retail food and beverage businesses, they do face a multitude of property risks, including obviously fire and extended coverage, as any other risk does. But they have some unique risks in that they have spoilage. I wouldn't think about writing a retail food and beverage risk without equipment breakdown coverage. They have the potential damage from natural disasters. They can also have supply chain disruptions. And those risks can lead to financial losses, reputational damage, and even endanger the public safety.
When we think about restaurant operations, there are so many unique exposures. And you've already talked about spoilage, but you could also mention kitchen fires and foodborne illnesses as examples. What are some of the critical pain points or common coverage gaps you've observed in standard restaurant insurance policies? And how will the Restaurant Risk Pro program help participants identify and address them?
I often talk about what I call creating coverage pains. And I really feel this is the best way to give the prospective client the ability to fire the incumbent agent or broker. Looking for coverage gaps is obviously part of an effective risk management program. And whether it's the lack of providing insurance protection for exposures that are generated by the dumpster agreement, inadequate ordinance or law coverage, or failure to identify and provide insurance protection for the distinct exposure for tenants' improvements and betterments, failure to provide equipment breakdown coverage for power surges, mechanical breakdown, or providing sufficient coverage for debris removal, there are ample opportunities to find these coverage gaps and offer solutions. And part of our entire program centers around kind of checklists that you can use for property coverages, casualty coverages, contract review. We think that's going to aid the agent and broker in creating those coverage pains and finding some solution for those pain points that the retail food and beverage client may have.
Those sound like terrific resources, Alan. Coming back to you now, Jay. A significant aspect of the Contractors Risk Pro program was helping agents and brokers become professional advisors in that specific field. How will the Restaurant Risk Pro certification specifically position insurance professionals for success in the competitive restaurant insurance market? What tangible benefits can they expect for their careers and their clients?
Well, as as many people know, I'm not a big fan of insurance professionals being advisors. So I would call them professional choice offerers. And from an E&O perspective, I'm always advising people not to give their clients advice, but to give them choices. And so understanding the unique exposures that the food and beverage and the restaurant industry has helps an agent to really focus on the things that are important to restaurants and the food and beverage industry as a whole, to really narrow down and focus in on all of the issues that are specific to those risks. And not every restaurant has the same unique exposures. There are some generalized exposures, but to really dig in and to get down in the dirt, if you will, with that owner, that business owner, going through the checklist and making sure that they have everything that they need in order to offer the best coverage at the best price and make those offers and those choices available to that risk. So I think that's part of the issue. The other thing is that from a tangible benefit standpoint, if I become confident, because understanding the risk gives me confidence, the more confidence I have, the more the better I'm going to be at selling and then ultimately retaining those customers for as long as I possibly can, you know, and have a market and really building that long-term relationship. So it makes me successful. It gives me confidence and it helps me sell more.
Staying with you now, Jay, a second question. The restaurant industry is constantly evolving with new concepts, delivery models, and technologies emerging. How will the Restaurant Risk Pro program ensure that participants are not only equipped with foundational knowledge, but also prepared for these emerging risks and changes in the food service landscape?
Well, that's an excellent question, Lisa. And the reality is that the Risk Pro program was founded on the concept that we understand that everything that we do in 16 hours is not going to cover all of the nuances that a risk, whether it's contractors or it's restaurant or any other Risk Pro program that we have coming through the pipeline, is not going to be able to address all that in 16 hours. So the concept being that each year we will offer specific updates for those programs. So for example, with Restaurant Risk Pro, if they get the Restaurant Risk Pro this year, next year we will have some offerings that will be more specific. For example, I just had an email from a faculty member today who's very interested in talking about the environmental exposures related to the food and beverage industry and restaurants. And so he's got a great program on that. And that's something that we will consider as we move through and getting more specific in different areas so that we can focus in on those. The other thing is we want to get into the area where we're having some panel discussions with people who are in the industry, as well as people in the risk management and insurance field, so that we can kind of get the pain points, if you will, directly from the customer. And that will help our participant get more specific information, in addition to dealing with some of the emerging exposures that are coming down the pike, if you will.
Those sound like great options for staying current. Thank you. Let me turn now to Alan. Alan, you've always emphasized practical application in your teaching. What are some specific actionable tools or approaches that participants will gain from the Restaurant Risk Pro program that they can immediately implement in their work with restaurant clients? For example, will there be checklists or frameworks for assessing risk?
Oh, well, all right, Lisa. It's my personal belief that one of the primary obligations of the agent or broker as respects the retail food and beverage risk is exposure identification. And it is my belief that every agent, every broker should have a formal method for exposure identification. And by a formal method, I mean a structured approach. So as part of this program, we're going to discuss the potential components of a formal method for exposure identification. And we'll give you about 10 different components that should be part of that. As we discussed a few minutes ago, contract review is a critical component of exposure identification. So we're going to talk through the components of contract review, and we'll provide the participants with a lease checklist for reviewing leases. And the sections of the program are really designed to enable participants to establish checklists for property, checklists for casualty, specific lines of business, like Jay mentioned, employment practices, cyber. All of those are going to be provided so that they can have a more structured approach to risk identification, and then hopefully matching coverages with exposures.
Very good, Alan. And another question for you. Building on your experience with contractors, what are some of the biggest misconceptions or common mistakes that insurance professionals make when working with restaurant clients? And how will this program help them overcome those challenges?
Okay, Lisa, I had two niches as an agency producer and agency owner. I do have a lot of contracting experience, but I also have a lot of experience in the retail food and beverage industry. At one time, I had 21% of the market for liquor liability in the state of Illinois. So a lot of practical experience. And what I find is that many of the retail food and beverage establishments don't generate six-figure premiums, but small and medium-sized businesses do not mean lack of exposures. And I think insurance professionals oftentimes don't take the time to identify all of the exposures and tailor the insurance coverages accordingly. I think sometimes this is due to lack of knowledge concerning this niche. So the program is really designed to provide that knowledge for the insurance professional. And she or he are going to be better equipped to meet the challenges that are associated with the retail food and beverage risk, and will be prepared to do this in a more streamlined manner.
Excellent. Thank you, Alan. And for these last three questions, I'd like to come back to Jay Williams. Jay, considering the unique challenges and opportunities in the restaurant sector, how will the Restaurant Risk Pro program contribute to elevating the overall standard of risk management and insurance options provided to restaurant owners?
Well, that's a great question, Lisa. And I think the reality is that what we're going to start with is really showing all of the unique exposures that any type of retail food and beverage risk is going to have. And so as a result, that's going to make people think, producers think deeper about the risk. If they're using the questionnaires and the exposure identification tools, they're going to find out a lot more about the risk, which will help them to be better at offering coverage options once they come back to that risk with a proposal, and ultimately being a better insurance agent or risk manager overall, because we want people that are in these industries that we're going into from a risk pro standpoint to really think not just about insurance, but the entire risk management process. And I think with the checklist, as I said, and all of the other things we're going to talk about in this program, it's really going to open people's eyes and really make them just better and sharper and more confident in what they do as they approach this particular industry vertical.
If an insurance professional is looking to specialize or grow their book of business within the restaurant industry, why is the Restaurant Risk Pro program the essential next step for them? What makes it stand out from other educational offerings?
Well, again, another great question. And it doesn't matter whether someone is really just trying to get into the restaurant industry or the retail food and beverage industry from an insurance perspective, or if they are an experienced producer in that area. The whole goal of the Restaurant Risk Program is to really open things up wider than they are already, to give a greater knowledge of what is essentially out there and some of the gaps and traps, if you will, of that particular industry that will keep them from getting tripped up on themselves and eventually having some form of E&O claim. We're going to do the best that we can to make sure that they understand all the nuances of that particular line of business. That stands out because it's specific to the vertical. Right? When we go in other courses that we do, we're very general. We look at things from a generalist standpoint. Here, we're being very much focused on the restaurant and the retail food and beverage industry specifically, so that we're dealing with the specifics of the vertical.
Jay, what are the specific requirements to obtain the Restaurant Risk Pro certification, annual update requirements, and what are the benefits of earning the certification?
So ultimately, when I look at the Restaurant Risk Pro certification, right, the first thing is they've got to attend a 16-hour course, which they'll do in October. And then they have, after the course, if they want this certification, they've got 30 days And during that 30 days, they have to complete a case study. There's a case study which will have about four or five questions that they have to answer. And once they answer those four or five questions, then it will open up the exam. It's a 100 question, multiple choice exam. They will have 2 hours to take that exam, and that will give them the certification. The certification, if they have no other designations with us, just the certification, it will require an 8-hour update every year. If I already have a designation like a CIC designation or CRM or CISR, I already have to do an update. I have an update requirement anyway. So that update requirement will also count towards updating the RiskPro certification or any of the courses that they take from a RiskPro certification standpoint for the update will also count towards their CIC or CRM or CISR update as well. So, you know, from an annual update standpoint, it's very easy to satisfy that update. And obviously the benefits of earning the certification is I've got letters I can put after my name. I've got a badge I can put on my email. I can put that badge on my business card, and it's going to show that I have had some special training in the restaurant and retail food and beverage industry, which is going to make the customer ultimately feel more confident in the ability of the producer because they understand that segment of the industry.
Thank you for joining this episode of Alliance Insights, where we focused on our new RiskPro, the Restaurant RiskPro. This provides a deep dive into restaurant and retail food risk management and insurance. Special thanks to our guests today, Jay Williams and Alan Messer, for their wonderful insights about this new program. For more information about the new Restaurant RiskPro program, please use the QR code below with your phone camera and go to the Alliance website. For more information about the Academy, including our Emerging Talent Partners program, please use this code with your phone camera, go to the website and scroll down. Thank you again.